Hello, everybody, and welcome back to another episode of On the Road with That Wisconsin Couple, episode number 51. As always, I'm Hayden.
And I'm Julia.
And today we are taking you up north again. Cable, Wisconsin.
Cable.
Hit him with a fun fact, Jules.
My fun fact is that Cable is home to the American Berkey Biner, the largest cross-country ski race in North America. Every February, there are over 10,000 skiers that leave Cable on a 52-kilometer course. They head through the forest, and then they end in downtown Hayward. So, super cool fun fact. It's on my bucket list to go to the Berkey. I wonder what it looked like this year with not a lot of snow.
Yeah, like no snow whatsoever. They just had to keep throwing it on the trail, probably.
Probably.
Wild. So, Cable, it is in Bayfield County, and it's up there.
It is pretty far. It's northeast of Hayward, for those of you building your little mental map like I am.
And Hayward's up there, especially for us. 4 hours, 258 miles.
Yeah. We were last there last weekend, April 26th through the 28th. This episode is brought to you in part by Hygge House, the cutest Airbnb. And it was so cozy and nice. And Hayden is going to read you a brief ad from them.
Absolutely. Escape the everyday and find your Hygge at the Hygge House, your cozy cabin getaway in Cable, Wisconsin. Nestled amongst the pines and minutes from charming downtown Cable, the Hygge House, perfect base camp for your outdoor enthusiast. Explore miles of mountain biking trails and gravel roads. Conquer the legendary Berkey Biner cross-country trail, hike breathtaking scenery, or paddle sparkling lakes. After a day of adventure, cozy up by the fireplace or gather around the fire pit for stories and s'mores. Hygge House can sleep six comfortably, dog-friendly, and comes complete with board games, vinyl records, snowshoes, and a canoe for endless family fun. Find your Hygge at the Hygge House. Search Hygge House Cable, WI, on Airbnb or visit our website at hyggehousewi.com. Hyggehousewi.com.
This Airbnb was so cute and cozy. I really, really liked it. It is dog friendly and the location is so good. It is literally 2 minutes from town, which I couldn't definitely appreciate because we did not have the best weather. It was a rainy weekend when we were there. So we did a lot of takeout. So it was super nice that it was so close, just like bopping it out of town. But additionally, when we were leaving, I was like, goodbye, Hygge House. And Hayden was like, funny enough, I think it's Aaron Rodgers, like mantra, I think you called it.
He supports a brand called like Hygge. Or like, he has a bunch of apparel that says Hygge on.
Yeah, so that's kind of fun. So yay, Aaron Rodgers. But yeah, we're excited to tell you about our Cable adventures, but just a friendly reminder that we do have our Google map. You purchase it once and it's pretty much ever growing. So whatever we recommend here on the podcast that we can pin on Google, we do that for you. And it's color coded for like places to eat and drink and lodging. Everything's color coded, easy to use. And you can basically just zoom in on the town you are in and find our recommendations. So it's a great tool and a great way to support us. If you want to check it out, everything will be linked in the episode recap in the show notes.
Yeah, it's pretty cool. It's a little not like overwhelming when you first see it, but like if you haven't downloaded it yet and you finally decide to download it for the first time, holy cow, there's so many pins on there.
There's like 900 pins. Yeah.
And it's just getting bigger and bigger. It's pretty sweet.
Now we're adding the Cable pins.
Hell yeah. So as we said, we stayed at the Hygge House Airbnb or off their website, however you want to go find it. It gave like immediate look because I didn't really look at it too much when you showed me like pictures of it.
Yeah, this is how things go. I either like book a collaboration or I book the trip for us. And I usually go like, Hayden, how does this look? It's close to this, blah, blah. Hayden goes, yeah, sure, babe, looks great.
Yeah, like, I normally just like blindly follow.
Yeah.
She sets everything up and I basically just drive. And yeah. Smile.
I usually just text him the pin. He puts it in his GPS and then we go there.
It's kind of nice though because
you don't have expectations.
Well, and like you get a natural in like real life, real time reaction.
So tell them like your reaction when we drove up.
When I first saw it, like I didn't know. She told me, she's like, oh, a 3-bedroom place, right? Well, we just stayed at a 3-bedroom place that was like
a big house,
like big house. And yeah. I'm like, okay, like, so that's just like what I initially had in my head, right? It was like, oh, we're staying. Normally we don't stay
in big spaces
at all, right?
Like, no,
it's we a like, small cabin, yeah. a yurt,
yeah.
you know, even
small so spots.
I was just like, oh, 3-bedroom place. Okay, cool.
We and, love cozy vibes though.
Oh yeah. Well, I pulled up and I was like, first thing I thought of was like, this looks like somebody dropped a shipping container. Like I've seen a bunch of that online, like people converting shipping containers into houses. And
I
was like, oh, that's like the exact vibe I got. But then it was wood on the outside.
Yeah.
And I was like, but it was very much that. And so I guess I didn't know what to expect, but it was very nice.
It's very cool. So it looks way smaller. It's deceivingly small on the outside. Because when you walk in, there's like a small landing and then you walk downstairs.
Yeah, underground.
So you're like, yeah, like halfway, like the half
living,
of the first
yeah,
floor.
The living quarters are downstairs.
Yeah, half of the first floor is like down, like a basement, like it's below ground. So that's really cool. But then there's these massive windows, so much natural light. And then upstairs, there's 2 bedrooms and a bathroom. Downstairs, there is...
One bedroom,
kitchen. Small kitchen, and then like the living space. And it like
and
on the Airbnb listing. Yeah. And a bathroom on the first floor too. On the Airbnb listings, it says that like, you know, it does sleep 6, but it's perfect for 2 to 4 people. And I would completely agree with that. Like if you get a really nice weather and you're not planning to spend a ton of time inside, you're planning to go hit those trails and do all the fun things. 6 would be fine.
Yeah,
if you're just there to sleep.
Like pretty much sleep. Yeah, like if you're not gonna be around the fire, you know, if you're
the fireplace, you can I think would be fine.
Yeah, no, I'm saying
outside.
If
yeah.
you're not gonna be around the fire.
Oh, got it.
You know, it's gonna be like if you have to spend the whole day in there, like on a rainy day, 6 people would be tight.
Yeah.
Doable. And, absolutely doable.
Yeah.
But tight.
But just a really, really nice space. Everything like they said, they really want you to feel like the Hygge, like appreciate life's simple pleasures. They have taken that to absolute heart and every single detail is fabulous. Like they have this great record collection.
Yeah, I was
that we like had records on like the whole time. That was super fun for me. I had never used a record player before. You usually do it.
Well, you usually use it at the Slowpoke.
No, you do it.
Or like you were by me when I did it.
Yeah, but I'm saying I have physically never put a record on this trip. So like that was kind of fun for me. The kitchen is absolutely adorable. It's like this cute little cozy space. It's fully stocked, like pans, pots, kettle, all the things. They have a gas fireplace, which was really nice just to be able to flip on when we came in from the rainy weather.
Gave off real heat too, like serious heat.
Yeah, really nice. A nice dining area as well. But yeah, I really loved this space. And like I said, the cozy vibes are definitely there and love that it was dog friendly.
Just a heads up too, not that this is a crazy deal breaker, but there is no television there.
Yeah, there's no television, which like honestly didn't bother us. We played board games, had music playing.
The record player.
Yeah, the record player. We played so much sequins. And even though we were like spent a lot of time inside because of the rain, we weren't fazed by not having a TV. So
also, we're not very good at Yahtzee.
Okay, Yahtzee was too much. I'm not into Yahtzee. Maybe that's controversial.
I mean, it's not a hard game, but... it just took us a while to really get through it.
I'm going to stick with sequins. Okay. So now let's move on to where to eat in Cable. First of all, I did not have a bad meal.
No.
And,
I didn't not have a great meal, I think.
Yeah. Everything was super good. But one thing to note is it was raining. So we did takeout at these places. But they do, all of the 4 of the ones we're going to mention do have dog-friendly patios. We physically have not been there, but they are on the Google map because we do contest to the food.
Yeah.
So. That, but they, yeah, have dog friend. They're on the dog friendly map. They do have dog friendly patios. The first one was our Friday night, the Garmisch USA Resort. You need to tell them about that. You captured these pictures. They are amazing. Tell them about it.
Yeah. So I had no idea what it was or what to expect. All I saw was the menu for it. I didn't see any pictures or anything. And it's just like a full on resort on a big ass lake. I don't know what lake it is. It's probably called Lake Garmisch, but it was like almost had like Swedish vibes, like the building.
I think it's a Swedish supper club.
And there was like these sweet like rental cabins that were like part of the resort. One was like a castle with a purple roof and just like all these cool design cabins and stuff. And just a huge, absolutely huge place tucked in the woods. It reminded me of driving down the road to like Ishnala. Like it was that long of a driveway.
Like a windy road. Yeah.
Yeah. And then like you go and the lake's on your left and it looks really nice. It had a massive patio, like concrete stone patio.
Yeah. Hayden took videos of the patio. We can vouch this one's nice. We just physically haven't eaten on it.
Yeah.
But yeah, super.
It gave Supper Club-y vibes to me too when I was in there.
It does give Supper Club-esque. And they have a Friday night all-you-can-eat fish fry. I obviously could not all I could eat because we did it takeout, but I will vouch that their fish fry was so delicious. Beer battered haddock, like very large portion. And also, like, we did takeout. So he had to drive it 10 minutes back to our Airbnb.
It was very crispy.
And it was still so crispy. So highly recommend their fish fry. And then you got the...
They also had walleye too.
Yeah, but it wasn't...
They had a limited menu still because they weren't in like the swing of summer yet. So they're kind of, I think they're in their lull right now between like seasons.
It is that shoulder season right now.
So we did get it. It was a limited menu, but I think obviously this was on the limited menu because it was one of their best sellers. I had half honey fried chicken. Yes. And it was delicious.
Super good. It was sweet.
Very sweet. So don't get the
he got like candied carrots.
They sounded good, and the lady next to me at the bar was eating them, and they looked good. I just didn't.
And they were together. Good.
Yeah, I
but
just didn't
it was
put
just like
it was gonna be an overwhelming
this
amount of
honey sweet battered chicken with the honey with the caramelized carrots was a bit much, but both were really delicious.
What was your side? Did you just get fries?
I think my fish fry. I got fries because I wanted. They had like potato skins normally.
Oh yeah, yeah. That wasn't on their menu.
There wasn't on the limited menu. Yeah, again, that shoulder season, you run into that sometimes, but. I would definitely go back there. I would love to see like Hayden took great videos and photos, but I would love to see it for myself. Yeah, I stayed back with the dogs and actually got a little bit of work done while he went and picked that up. But
yeah, the wait staff was really nice. The guy next to me was super nice at the bar. You know, we talked a little bit about bourbon and stuff.
Yeah.
It's cool.
So yeah, the next one is a Lake Woods Resort and Golf. Again, like maybe a less than 10 minute drive from Hygge House. And they have a golf course and a restaurant. And then also they have a hotel, like lodging resort.
We got pretty less than ideal weather.
Yeah,
I've
been
saying
that. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's been rainy, but they have a dog friendly patio. And they also have like a hotel bar that serves food. I got the walleye tacos. They rocked. So good.
I was very jealous.
Highly recommend the walleye tacos. At Lake Woods Resort. Delicious. You got the burger.
I believe it was called the Super Burger. And it was good.
Yeah.
It was like roasted peppers on it. I got American cheese because that's the best cheese for a cheeseburger. Had bacon on it.
Yeah.
It was good.
Pretty casual.
Mm-hmm.
And then from there, as an appetizer, well, I'm going to say pass on. We got the smoked Gouda.
And yeah, that didn't travel the best.
Yeah. Yeah, I guess I can't vouch for it if you eat it there. But it was quite literally just a wheel of Gouda cheese that was warmed up. And because he had to take it back to us, the pita chips were really good. They were like house-made pita chips. But yeah, I don't know if I would order
that. It was a lot of work to get the cheese.
Yeah.
It hardened a little bit by the time we got back. So no knock on them for that. Just the way we experienced it. I'm sure it's delicious.
The next one on the list is my personal favorite from the weekend. And it is Rivers Eatery. So this is called like the Ideal Market. And then they have like a bookshop and then the pizza place, like all in one building.
Yeah, it was kind of confusing for me. I was like,
to go pick
okay,
it up.
This says pizza. And then like you walk through the bookshop
to the pizza place. Yeah. Again, have a dog friendly patio. This was probably my favorite meal of 2024 so far. I thought it was absolutely amazing. Yeah, so far. They had wood fire pizza, and they're all named after rivers. I got the flambeau, and it had like red sauce, like roasted garlic, roasted bell peppers. It was so, so good, and I literally loved it. It even reheated well because I only ate half it. They're like little 9 to 10 inch pizzas, so we each got one. Absolutely delicious. But we also ordered an appetizer of the cheesy bread. It was like Tally's cheesy bread. First of all. Huge portion.
Yeah, massive.
And it came with a marinara pesto dipping sauce.
That was fire.
Yeah, Hayden was obsessed with his sauce that the bread came in.
Well, the bread was like so crispy on the outside and so soft on the inside.
It was perfect.
Like, it was
It was what dreams are made of.
Probably the best bread service I've ever had.
Yeah, literally what dreams are made of. That's what that was. Oh, I love bread. Right. And which one did you get? Something with an M. M River.
Yep, M River.
M River. And what was on yours?
It was like a barbecue. It was a,
Blue cheese and barbecue. That's
blue cheese
it was.
Barbecue. Yeah, I was like, there wasn't chicken on it. It was like a barbecue sauce instead of a red sauce. Cheese.
His was really good too.
Yeah. I loved it. It was like sweet, tangy barbecue sauce. It was really good.
But honestly, that is going to be on the Google map a TWC favorite because we were both like.
And the place was cool. They had a bunch of like. It's a race, bike. Like road bikes, race bikes.
Hanging up.
And then they had a bunch of. Jerseys. They must have like some sort of big bike race that goes through there.
Yeah, the Fat Tire bike race was going on while we were there.
So like there was a bunch of like racer jerseys and stuff and yeah. It was cool.
So that's River's Eatery. And the Velo Cafe is where we went on our way out of town on Sunday. We got like a little brunch there. They have like sandwiches, smoothies, salads.
My turkey bacon
wrap.
Spinach wrap was really good.
Yeah, I got the Simon Says. It was also really good sandwich. It was served warm, really delicious.
I feel like we missed out. That lady was raving that soup.
Yeah, but how was I going to eat soup in the car?
Take the lid off and drink it. Soup.
Okay, but yeah, we should have got it to go. They sell like quarts of soup and we should have got it.
What was it? It was
caramelized red onion soup.
Yeah.
Sounds amazing.
Sounds
amazing. They have like a back deck and patio that's dog friendly so you can walk your dog around.
And their front porch too.
Oh, and the front porch too. That has a couple tables. You can walk around and just kind of hang out. Really cute little spot.
Yeah, just a nice little coffee shop.
Yeah,
that serves Sammy's.
Okay, on to the explore section. So, in the explore section, the first stop is Redbury Books, and this is the front half of the pizza place we talked about. Mm-hmm. Great selection of books. They also have some fun, like up northy. Not like souvenirs, not like branded, but just like good things that would be good memories. Like they had a bunch of smart wool socks that were all like brand, like they had like pine trees on them, like just like nice little things that you could like use for forever, but could also be like a cable souvenir, which I appreciated. But yeah, great selection of books. They had a small use section, like little stationery section. I love a good bookshop and this one did not disappoint.
We also got to do a really, really fun photo shoot with Sarah. From Kozlowski.
I think so. Kozlowski Co.
Kozlowski.
Yeah.
She was awesome. Sarah was fantastic. She had a lot of really good insights. She was super patient with the dogs because they really weren't that cooperative.
But we got the shot.
Yeah. Like she figured out how to
work with
capture
them.
Yeah. They weren't paying attention. It was nice.
I feel like
Paps just doesn't get the justice she deserves in photos.
And she got it.
And she got it this time.
For sure. Melanie definitely is a ham and likes to model. Perhaps you kind of have to work to get it out of her. And Sarah worked because it, like, honestly, these are my favorite pictures.
I mean, literally the only sunshine I feel like we got the entire weekend we got fortunate enough to have during this photo shoot.
Yeah, that is a huge perk. But Sarah was kind of like my internet friend. She is an outdoorsy influencer. She lives in Hayward. So she made the short drive up to Hooga House to do this photo shoot with us. And I'm so grateful for how amazing they turned out. If you are in the Cable, Hayward, Northwest Wisconsin area, she does do some travel. I would highly recommend booking her. She's affordable. She got our images back to us the next day.
Yeah, it's crazy.
We got 100 plus photos back and I am truly obsessed with them. We are literally printing them to hang them in our house. It's our new profile picture on Instagram if you haven't seen it yet. And yeah, just all sorts of stoked about that. And Hooga House was the perfect backdrop.
Yeah, it was worked out really, really well. The photos that she got inside the place, awesome.
Yeah. Okay. The next thing is to hike on the North Country Trail. The North Country Trail is a national scenic trail. It's like 4,800 miles and goes through 8 states. So it goes from Vermont to North Dakota and kind of follows the Great Lakes across the Midwest over to North Dakota. I think like 200-ish miles are in Wisconsin, and a very short drive from Cable, about 20 minutes, you can be on the North Country Trail. You're going to park at the Swedish Settlement Trailhead, and then from there, you can hike in. It's less than a mile to Juniper Rock Overlook, and this is a beautiful overlook. I would I would love, absolutely love to see it in the fall. Great panoramic views of this river valley. Absolutely stunning. And it was stick season and it was stunning. So would love to go back and see that again. And then if you go about 1 mile further than Juniper Rock Overlook, you can see the 1800s Swedish settlement, which is like quite literally like an abandoned settlement that's kind of been taken over by nature, but is still there and still beautiful. And just a really cool section of the North Country Trail right there. So because it's a National Scenic Trail, it is a very clear, defined trail and well-marked. So highly recommend it.
Unfortunately, to the inclement weather, I did not get to golf at Lake Woods. But from the pictures and what I saw on the drive up, I was going to lose a lot of golf balls anyway. So I probably saved myself some money not doing that. But it is definitely a place that when we go back, I will seek out to do, because it looked awesome. I mean, talk about difficult, but talk about super fun.
Yeah.
It just looked like a cool spot.
You have never golfed up north, have you?
I mean, Door County.
Oh, yeah. Two courses in Door County. Yeah, I guess. But in the Northwoods, we got to...
I feel like Door County doesn't get like the...
Northwoods.
Up north. Right.
Yeah,
it doesn't get lumped in. It's just Door County.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, it doesn't get lumped in with the Northwoods.
We got to get you on a Northwoods course. The few times we've been there, it's been like my birthday, or we've been there in winter. So yeah, or like,
yeah, I mean, it'll happen. You know,
oh yeah,
it's not like I'm not worried that we're not going to make it happen. Like it should have happened last weekend, and
yeah,
just he said I could have walked it if I wanted to, and I was like, I don't
it was
really
like
want to walk
pouring rain. Yeah,
just missed. Thank you though, I appreciate it.
One of Hayden's, I asked Hayden, like, what's your summer bucket list? And he told me he wants to golf 5 new to him golf courses.
Yeah.
So if you have a golf course that you absolutely love, please message it to us, because we are quite literally going to do some last minute getaways simply so he can golf some courses. And while he does that, me and the pups will go hiking.
Oh, yeah.
Alrighty.
So what are you going back for?
Okay, so Sarah told us about that bar called The Portage.
Yeah, it looked cool, too.
It did look really cool. Massive patio. That is dog-friendly. I called and asked. I would love to go there and have a cocktail and just kind of hang out. Looked like they had a good bar menu. But yeah, that patio is beautiful. I would love to go back there.
I mean, I'd like to be able to golf.
Yeah, okay. I also want to get a slice of pie from Tilly's. Apparently, they serve it at River's Eatery, the pizza place, too. But it just... Tilly's was on spring break, so they were closed for like a little break before they, you know, kick into busy season here. So I would like to get a slice of pie. I love dessert.
And then I know we drove by the National History Museum there that was under renovation.
Did you say National? Natural History Museum.
Did I say National?
Yeah.
History Museum. It was under renovation, so we had the dogs.
Yes.
So,
but that would be a great rainy day activity. If you're in Cable and don't have your dog, that would be a good option too. But yeah, I love a museum, so I would love to go back and see that as well. But yeah, we had a great time in Cable. Cable is so cute, and it's obviously a very small town. It's called like Trail Town USA because of all of its like outdoor activity options. Would have loved to hike and explore a bit more. But next time, we have to go back because I loved it.
Yeah, for sure. And
the food was good.
Yeah, the food was really good. I feel like there's more spots, too.
Yeah,
like,
we got to try the Portage.
The other way from Cable,
then,
too, you know, like that direction.
Yeah, so, what was that one? Like, it was like the sawmill we wanted to go to,
too?
Oh,
yeah, yeah. I think that's what I think it was called, the sawmill.
Yeah.
Or the old sawmill or something like that.
Yeah, add it to the list.
Well, yeah,
we have
sweet.
To go back. We
it
have to
sweet.
Go back. Okay, well, if you... have any Cable recommendations for us, please send them our way, because clearly we're going back. In addition to that, if you find yourself at any of the places we've recommended, please tag us on Instagram or Facebook with @thatwisconsincouple and use the hashtag #OnTheRoadWithTWC. If you enjoyed this podcast, please send it to one person you think who would enjoy it too. And just remember that if you leave us a review, it helps us so much. So especially if you're an Apple Podcast, please give us 5 stars and leave us a nice little note. And without further ado, we'll talk to you next week.
Absolutely, guys. Thanks for riding along.
Bye.
Bye.